Thanks for joining us today on RV Tech Talk, a podcast produced by the National RV Training Academy that is devoted to discussing ways to keep RVs in tip-top shape and ways to make money fixing or inspecting recreation vehicles. I'm Greg Gerber, your host for today's show. Last week, we talked to Terry Cooper, the founder of the National RV Training Academy, who provided an overview of what the Academy is and the training that the people can receive. He also shared his vision for this podcast and the subjects we'll be discussing in upcoming episodes. Today, I'm going to talk to the administrator of the Big Red Schoolhouse in Athens, Texas. Today's episode is sponsored by WorkCamper News, a magazine and online publication that connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it's running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, WorkCamper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your dream and get on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. Stephanie Henson is the administrator of the National RV Training Academy, which is also referred to as the Big Red Schoolhouse. You'd understand why if you ever saw a picture of the massive structure in Athens, Texas. The school houses several classrooms and three service bays so students can learn all they need to learn to fix and inspect RVs. Stephanie provides more details about the training taking place at Big Red and describes the various educational tracks that students can follow. She explains what type of training is available specifically for professional RV technicians, RV inspectors, and even consumers who just want to learn how to fix a majority of the problems they'll encounter with their RVs. She zeroes in on the type of training offered that pertains to various components of an RV, everything from air conditioners to levelers. The Big Red Schoolhouse stocks an ample supply of components so that students can become familiar with the variety of components they're likely to encounter in the field. She also describes one of the best perks for taking the introductory course, and that is that people can actually attend again at no cost within 12 months of taking that first class. I guess they really want to make sure that people have a firm grasp of that type of basic training. Stephanie also covers the costs for attending classes and the application process, so please welcome Stephanie Henson to the show. Thanks for taking time to be with us today, Stephanie. I understand you are the administrator of the Big Red Schoolhouse, or the National RV Training Academy.
Yeah, we've got several things that we're doing here in Athens, Texas. I work for the National RV Training Academy, which encompasses some training programs, including the National RV Inspectors Association. What we do here, Greg, is we've got training classes that help not only consumers, you know, RVers who want to learn more about taking care of their own rigs, doing their own maintenance, but we also have programs in place to help individuals become certified RV inspectors. A certified RV inspector is a person that you're going to hire when you are looking at purchasing a new rig or a used rig and you want someone to go in and take a look at that for you before you purchase. So think of like a home inspector. But we also have classes to teach individuals and help them become certified as RV technicians. This could be the person that's employed at a dealership as a service tech, but also individuals who full-time RV and want to start a mobile business on the road. So we have a lot of different programs that we do here, and we do this all at our facility, which is called the Big Red Schoolhouse and Community Center. We have four service bays where we can pull in the big motorhomes and the travel trailers and be able to do some hands-on training. We also have three classrooms that will hold our students for the classroom portion of their training. And we also hold events that are put on by other companies. So think of like your industry vendors like Dometic, Lippert Components, organizations like that. They already do some training classes for technicians, and our building has become a location for them in Texas to be able to hold their classes and bring in service techs from the area.
Mm-hmm. Now, how old is the Academy? I mean, you're not even celebrating your first anniversary yet, have you?
The Training Academy is officially just over a year old, but we have been doing these classes for several years. Back in the olden days, and I put those olden days in quotes, we used to travel full-time and teach our training in different states across the U.S. Our class offerings were a lot smaller then because we didn't have our own facility that we taught in. And we focused a lot more on consumer training then. So we've added to our roster of classes. We have a much larger curriculum now that we offer, and we are able to do that because of our facility here in Athens, which had its grand opening just earlier this year.
Right. When it was Mobile Training Academy, it meant that you were only going to various cities once a year, and so only for a week or two. And now people can come to Athens and get a complete array of training over the course of a month rather than bouncing around or just getting into one area. Can they specialize in the training that they receive?
Absolutely. So our typical program is a 5-week program. And week one, think of it as kind of like your RV Basics 101 type training. It's your prerequisite for all the other classes. We have to teach you about the systems and the appliances that you're going to have in most RVs. So we teach you all about the electrical systems and your propane system, the water systems. And then we focus on the major appliances that all rigs come with. And after that first week of training is completed, then people have an opportunity to decide how much more in-depth they want to go. For the technician who's looking at getting his or her credentials, and they want to start a business, then they're going to move into the technician track where we have advanced training on specific systems and appliances. So like week two, we have an advanced tech class on air conditioning and heat pumps. And this is where we spend 4 days troubleshooting, diagnosing, repairing, ACs. We want to teach our techs to not just be part swappers, but to actually diagnose the issue and repair the appliance so that, their customer can continue to use it.
The thing I like best about this academy is that you do have a big emphasis on hands-on training, and you've got various lab spaces set up around here so that you can actually bring out air conditioners and not just everybody crowded about around one.
Correct.
But every student has their own air conditioning unit so they can look through and see how it works and what might be wrong with it. And they're different brands because they'll mm-hmm. encounter that type of thing in the field.
Absolutely. So we have lots of storage here where we house, I don't know if it's hundreds, but we have dozens and dozens of air conditioners and refrigerators, water heaters. We have brought in some equipment from Lippert Components that actually has leveling systems on the frames without the body of the rig in the way so that you can see everything as it's operating. We have equipment here for, we've got these specialized or custom-built slide-out rooms where we can teach our techs and inspectors how the different slide-out systems operate, and they can see everything without the furniture in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get in the field and they're working on things, they kind of have a visual of what that, blueprint looks like back there, what they can expect the system to do.
And that would be easy to help them in diagnosing and in repairing the problems that they encounter.
Absolutely. One of the other things that we house here at the Training Academy is we do an annual continuing education event called the Expo. We'll be doing that in April 2020. And what we do is not only do we have a couple of days where we hold some classes and present some material, but we also invite industry vendors to come in and hold their classes. So for this next year, an example would be we have Spartan Chassis coming to do their class that they do with technicians. And so the people who've gone on to start inspection or mobile tech businesses can come in and take specialized training in these areas to help them be a more experienced and well-rounded tech or inspector.
What's also neat is you have some drive-in service bays, so you can actually bring in an RV or a chassis and everybody can crowd around it in nice air-conditioned comfort. And when it's raining, you can still have training and things like that.
Absolutely.
That makes it real nice for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. That helps a lot. We can hold class year-round.
And also when you've got these RVs brought into the bays, the students can actually go above and watch as the instructors are on top of the RVs explaining the components that are on the roof as well as the roof itself.
Yeah, in fact, in the inspection, advanced inspector class, that's a great asset for us. We've actually installed some additional TV monitors where the students not only are on the catwalk looking over on the roof, but the instructor has a GoPro that he's using to zoom into or show up close, you know, images of what he's inspecting or troubleshooting. And so on the monitors surrounding in the area, all the students can see that instead of trying to squint and look at things. We have spent a lot of time trying to figure out the best way to do not only the classroom portion of our training, but also the hands-on. And so that's really where Big Red came from, is how can we take our training to the next level and be able to offer the best hands-on training program in the United States. And we have had lots and lots of people come through our program in the past, and we have just been really excited to see the success of our graduates going into the field and starting their businesses. They are ready and equipped to go.
How big are the typical class sizes?
It just depends on the class, but week one, as of late, we are running somewhere between, 25, 35 students in that first week of training.
Which is the basic class.
Which is the basic class. The students that are sitting in that class are one of three types. They're the consumer who's taking it for their own knowledge, or they are an individual who has not started a business yet but wants to, and they're getting the education they need to move forward. Or it could be a service tech that's been hired by a dealership and their dealer has sent them here to get some additional training to make them a better service tech.
And diagnosing the problems and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's just that again is basic. So you would expect the basic class to be bigger. So when you're zeroing in on heating and air conditioning systems or electrical and plumbing, et cetera, and you're spending an entire week discussing that, are the classes still 20 to 30 people?
No, they average around 15 students.
Okay.
And our program is designed where you can pick and choose your schedule, meaning you register for week one, and once you've completed week one, you can continue on and do the next four classes consecutively, and spend your 5 weeks here and you're done. Or let's say that you're currently working somewhere and this is something you're wanting to develop, but you don't have the time off yet. People will come spend week one with us and then come back at a later date and take the next class. Classes, the weeks 2 through 5 can be taken in any order, as long as you have week one finished.
Now, somebody like me who lacks a really good technical background, if I went through this training and I left thinking I understand it, and I've gone through the basic course, but I realize later I must have been sleeping or I got too much information overload and I don't understand. Can you take the classes again?
Sure. We have had a couple people sleep through class. The way that we do this is for week one students, included in your course tuition that you pay, you can come back within 12 months of taking the first class and retake that week one. We ask that you help your fellow students when you're here. Kind of think of yourself as a teaching assistant. You've already taken this class once. This is going to be a repeat class for you. And I find that most of our students do try and take advantage of that because we put a lot of material in that 1 week of training. So they enjoy being able to come back and meet new people. There's a great networking thing that goes on here, Greg, because a lot of these individuals are starting a business, and so they use each other to bounce ideas off of. So past students coming in and being able to help encourage the new students is great.
Do you provide business training as well?
We do. In week one, we have a gentleman who will go over some of the small business development concepts, helping people understand not only how easy, well, I don't want to say easy because nothing's really easy, right? You have to put a lot of work into it, but why you should take advantage of it and the steps that you should take to get that done. We've got resources for people to use, but we also help them understand why it's so important to establish a small business like this, especially if you're going to full-time RV. There's a lot of expenses that you can write off as part of your travel costs if you're carrying that business with you and helping other RVers.
What is the typical cost of the training?
Our classes range anywhere from between $1,200 and $1,700, just depending on which week it is. Week one is $1,644, and that is your course tuition. You do have some tools that you'll purchase on top of that and bring with you to class. You probably spend another couple, $300 maybe on those. But we have specific tools that we encourage the students to bring with them to class because we're going to teach you how to use them. We're going to go through some testing that week.
But for consumers who are making that investment, it's helping them fix at least half of the problems they're going to encounter on the road. And so they'll make that money back pretty quickly,
Absolutely.
Right?
Actually, our statistic is that probably 80% of what you encounter with your rig that's normal wear and tear or maintenance issues are things that you could fix yourself if you just knew what you were looking for and how easy and quick that you could take care of those things.
And that's something that's discussed in week one of the training.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the week two and two through five, that's basically designed for the professionals.
Absolutely. So all those additional classes are going to be the people who want to become inspectors or technicians. And a consumer could take the advanced tech classes if they want to get more detailed or in-depth in their own training. But typically those students are the folks who are getting their credentials as a tech or an inspector.
And the people who get that advanced training can get jobs, like we talked about earlier, at dealerships.
Absolutely.
Become mobile technicians. A lot of campgrounds are hiring technicians now to fix the problems that people show up with.
We have a lot of success stories that we receive through email or phone call from our past graduates who, you know, I took this class just for my own knowledge, and then I was sharing with so-and-so about the class that I went through, and they offered me a job. And I just didn't know that, you know, this door was going to open. But it's sad the number of RVers out there who have not taken some kind of training to better understand their rigs. So when you find someone who has completed a program like ours, you want to snatch them up as fast as you can.
I can imagine. So if somebody goes through all 5 weeks of training, that could add up pretty quickly, the cost. Do you provide financing?
We do have some payment planned. Basically, Lady E. Cooper, she is our administrator over billing and invoicing. When we have a student who's interested in coming to class, we're going to do everything that we can to try to help them get enrolled and get here when they're ready to take their training. So absolutely we do.
So people going through the training, can they become certified technicians?
Absolutely. So the certifying agency for the RV industry is currently called the RVDA and RVIA. That's the RV Dealers Association and Industry Association. They actually developed this program years ago. It is a training program, but also a testing program to become a certified technician. The process for that is after students go through our first week of training, they have the education and training requirements that are needed to sit for the registered technician exam, which is offered by the RVDA, RVIA group. So we have students who come in and go through our week one class, and then over the weekend we offer a special day of training to help prepare them for that exam, and we actually offer our classrooms here at the training academy for them to use to take their exam. They take the exam on their own. All we are kind of doing is being like a cheerleader for them, but we do encourage them to get that done. And then after the fifth week of training is completed, the tech will be able to sit for the certified exam and earn those credentials.
Now, if people come here to take training, can they stay nearby?
Absolutely. So next door to the Big Red Schoolhouse is the Texan RV Park. The RV park not only has RV sites for you to bring your own rig, but if you don't have a rig yet, they do have RV rentals and cabins that you can rent and stay. And that's what the majority of our students will do. It makes it very convenient. It's less expensive than trying to get a hotel in town. And the RV park does have special rates for the students who are here for the five-week program.
I would think that would be beneficial too for people going through the program to have all these different types of RVs in the park.
Yes, and we actually use that as some of our hands-on time. Depending on the issues that some of our students are dealing with while they're here, sometimes that becomes classroom training or, you know, field training. But we also, in the advanced inspector program, we will sometimes use student rigs for the inspections that we're doing, because we do have units here on property, but when someone brings in one of those, you know, really new Tiffins, we want to be able to get the class as much experience as possible, so we'll use something like that.
That makes sense. But the park and the Big Red Schoolhouse is located not too far from Dallas, so it's relatively easy to fly in, right?
Absolutely. Some of our folks will fly into the Dallas-Fort Worth airports and drive down. We're about, I would say, about an hour and 10 minutes or so from those airports. And sometimes people will pick up a, you know, rental car, come down, stay in one of our cabins or RV rentals, and be able to go through the training here.
Because you have a campground here, does that mean that people can come? Because there's a campground on site, does that mean that you can have RV rallies here as well? So if people wanted to come in and get some training for their group, they could stay at the campground, have some fun, and also get some education?
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of have the perfect setup here. We have the RV park next door where you can bring your rigs. We have a clubhouse and some entertainment space there that you can use. But we also have the Big Red Schoolhouse here, which we have an event coming up in November where we're doing a Girl Camper conference where the ladies that belong to Girl Camper are bringing their cute Shastas and Airstreams in, staying at the RV park. But we are hosting some hands-on training for them to teach them more about their electrical system and their propane systems. And we're even doing a towing training where we're going to teach them how to safely and properly connect up their rigs and tow them around the park.
I don't know about you, but I think the attending a rally like that would be far more beneficial than sitting around and creating hats.
Making crafts.
That's right, exactly. So if people wanted more information about the Big Red Schoolhouse and the training you provide, where could they find it?
Absolutely. Our website is nrvta.com. So it stands for the National RV Training Academy. .com. And our phone number and address and emails are all on the website, but we do go into, we have our course schedule and descriptions of our different classes on there.
Are there any new programs coming out in 2020?
We do. We currently are putting together a new solar program to teach individuals not only about solar, but how to do installs for solar on your rigs. But we also are developing a mobile tech program that will go into more focused on developing your mobile tech business.
Is that going to extend the amount of time required to complete all the training?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, that sounds like a great opportunity for people to get knowledge on how to fix their RVs and explore some possibilities to make money helping to fix and inspect RVs. So I'd encourage everybody to visit the website at www.nrvta.com. Thanks for joining us today, Stephanie. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It's not really an exaggeration to say that the National RV Training Academy is one of the best kept secrets in America. The RV industry is screaming for technicians. The Big Red Schoolhouse can't begin to meet the demand for trained and certified technicians. That means it opens doors to a number of opportunities for you. Here's what I find interesting about the Academy. Millions of young people go into debt by tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, just to attend a 2 or 4 year college. Then they go out and find jobs working full-time for other people while making $50,000 per year or less. But people can attend just 5 weeks of courses at the National RV Training Academy, and they're ready to take a certification exam. Once they become certified RV technicians, they can easily bring in $100,000 or more per year, running small businesses of their own. Best of all, the National RV Training Academy helps provide training and business management as well. So let's see, if I were 20 years old, I could invest 4 years of my life, borrow $100,000 and go to work for somebody else to make $50,000 per year, or I could borrow $10,000 to take 5 weeks of training and be making a six-figure salary the first year I graduate. Sounds like a no-brainer to me. So I'd like to thank Stephanie Henson for describing the types of training available at the Big Red Schoolhouse and how people can apply to attend courses. Lodging is also available either in their RV park or at one of the cabins. The Academy does everything but pick you up at the door, make you dinner, and tuck you in at night. I'd strongly encourage people to check out the training available to RV technicians, RV inspectors, and even RV owners by visiting www.nrvta.com. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News, a magazine and online publication that connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. On the next episode of RV Tech Talk, we'll talk to a mobile service technician about how his life has changed after he got into a business of his own. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on RV Tech Talk.